Hi, this is Morgan Michael welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness. I believe that we all have an innate need to be seen, heard, and understood. When we dedicate ourselves to kindness, the ripple effects in our schools can be life-changing. Through this podcast, I want to challenge you to question your assumptions, amplify your insight, and embrace a willingness to go beyond the status quo in education. Together, let's learn how to make a big impact, one small act at a time. This is a mini episode every educator and parent should not only view, but share at the beginning of the school year. In this episode, you'll learn the important, nuanced distinction between normal relational conflict, mean behavior, and legitimate bullying, and how to address each one within the classroom. If you want to support your students to become more resilient, independent, and empowered, this is an episode for you. Dr. Shimmy Kang is an award-winning, Harvard-trained doctor, researcher, media expert, best-selling author, and speaker. Her books, The Dolphin Way and The Dolphin Parent, are number one bestsellers. And she also has a new title out, The Self-Motivated Kid, How to Raise a Healthy, Happy Child Who Knows What They Want and Goes After It Without Being Told. She is also the founder of Dolphin Pod School and Dolphin Kids Achievement Programs, which are designed to develop mindset and life skills to help you achieve your dreams. Dr. Kang can be found on social media at Dr. Shimmy Kang. For more information about Dr. Kang, her amazing schools, books, or resources, visit drshimmykang.com or my website, smallactbigimpact.com. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes and leave a review. Thank you so much. What is the difference between bullying and normal relational conflict? Because I think that really makes people stumble.
Yeah, a really important question, because it is different. And in fact, I kind of say there's three different things that we need to know about. So bullying is defined as repetitive behavior that has an intent to harm, and often is connected with a power differential. So think of the classic schoolyard bully, you know, bigger, picking on a little kid, wants to hurt that child, and is repetitive in their actions. And that cannot be tolerated. There needs to be intervention. But we also have to remember that bully is a child too. Mm. And often it's a skills deficit. They need some skills to manage their emotions or manage their social conversational skills, collaboration skills, that type of thing. Sure. Now, on the opposite end would be normal peer conflict. So normal peer conflict would just be two friends or two individuals on the playground. Maybe they're both going after the slide and they both get there at the same time and they get into a bit of a fight over who gets to go down. And that's normal peer conflict. That's actually supposed to happen. There's learning in that. We want kids to actually learn from, again, it gets back to that we can't get life with go through life without adversity. We can't go through life without some social conflict because there's skills that develop during those moments. And so that's where parents often need to just let it happen. However, in the middle of those two is what we would call mean behavior. Now, mean behavior is not repetitive, it's not intentional, but it is mean. So the example might be, let's think of an adult who's sleep deprived and really hungry and somebody screws up our order at Starbucks and we just kind of get really irritated and cranky at the barista. Well, that's mean. We didn't mean to be mean. We didn't walk in there thinking we were going to be mean, but it was our own freeze, fight, or flight response that got triggered, and we were mean. Right. So, and that requires an apology or some recognition, but it doesn't need to be in the same category as bullying. So whether we're looking at the playground or the workplace, it's really important to know the difference between normal conflict, mean behavior, and bullying for everyone, because the interventions are different. Normal peer conflict, you don't want to intervene. Mean behavior should be a small intervention. Bullying is much bigger. And you don't want to feel that you've been bullied when you haven't, right? Because then that can be, you can internalize that victimization.
Yes.
And so kids who have kids, saying that, oh, that kid was a bully, it's important for parents and teachers to take time to make sure that's what actually happened. And it wasn't just a kid being mean to them, or just something that's normal for, you know, and sometimes you don't get to go on the slide first. That's part of life. So I think recognizing those distinctions for adults and kids would really go a long way right now in our society.
I completely agree. And I have to say that was probably one of the most concise and clear definitions of those three issues, let's call them, that I've ever heard. And I think it's tremendously useful. I think really teachers and parents and educational leaders should really be starting off our years every school year with that in mind, because I think it really informs how we react and how we interact with one another in relation to those conflicts, because I think ultimately those are the issues that trip us up the most. So thank you so much for speaking to that. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating a kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag smallactbigimpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.